What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Mind Over Macros podcast. As always, I'm your host, Mike Milner. Today's episode of the Coach's Compass, we're going to talk about funnels, not in the traditional sense. I mean, I'm going to break down the traditional sense, but I'm going to talk about something more important when it comes to your funnel. Like, how do we actually move people through the funnel? We got to back up for a second. We also have to talk about what a funnel is and why it's a little misleading and why we've been led to believe that it's if you build it, they will come type of setup, which couldn't be further from the truth, and why funnels in real life, like a physical funnel, works much differently than a funnel for your business. So when we're talking about funnels, we are talking about top of funnel, middle of funnel, bottom of funnel. And basically, anytime somebody says funnel, it's moving a customer through the journey to ultimately becoming a client. So top of funnel is referring to how people find you. When somebody comes into your world, they are made aware that you exist and they want to consume more of your content. That could be they follow you on Instagram. That could be they friend request you on Facebook. It could be they join a Facebook community of yours. It could mean that they opt in for something like a lead magnet. They join your email list. They start listening to your podcast. Basically, they've entered your world. Then middle of funnel is typically referring to the nurture process. This is where you are warming them up and giving them all the information to make a buying decision. So this would be like nurture sequences, your emails, your Facebook community, your posts, your content, things that, you know, trainings that you do, workshops that you do. Ultimately, you're moving them along through the buying process. And then bottom of funnel is the actual conversion. So they come out the bottom of the funnel and they're a client now. And that can be through a sales call, that can be through Messenger, it can be through email, it can be through a landing page, a sales page, right? Ultimately, bottom of funnel is the conversion experience. So let me back up for just a second. And we're talking about top of funnel. We're talking about like what every coach thinks that they need, which is generating leads. By the way, this is probably the most difficult piece of the puzzle. Most people, most coaches, when I ask them, what do they struggle with? If I could give you anything in your business, 90%. We'll say more leads. I probably would have said that. And it's the area that I think often gets overemphasized because most coaches have holes in their funnel where they need to fix the middle of funnel and bottom of funnel before worrying about pouring more water. So I use the bucket analogy. Right? Like more leads is basically like pouring water into a bucket and you're trying to fill the bucket with clients. But if there's holes in the bucket, then it doesn't matter how hard you turn the faucet. It's always going to leak out of the bottom or leak out of the sides or whatever it is. Anyway, I witnessed the single best presentation on top of funnel audience growth and lead generation that I've ever seen in my life. And I would be doing you a disservice if I did not mention this. So full transparency here. Top of funnel is the area that I've always felt the least confident in. My superpower is middle of funnel. My superpower is nurture, warming people up, giving them all the information they need to make a very well-informed decision and creating a seamless conversion experience. Now, because my superpower is middle of funnel, it's also helped bottom of funnel. I am not a traditional salesperson. I don't know fancy sales ninja guru tactics. If somebody gives me an objection, I basically say, okay, like, my way of handling, I need to think about it is, yeah, take your time. I'll be here. That's my way of handling that objection. When somebody says, I don't know if I can afford it. And I say, yeah, I know. does, you know, everybody has different budgets and things that they're willing to prioritize. If you can make it work, amazing. If not, that's cool too. Like I don't quote unquote handle objections. Now, I don't get very many objections because I'm so good at middle of funnel that those situations are few and far between. Most of the time, the consumer has so much information already that they're ready to move. I had this experience this past week with somebody who scheduled a call and it was just a formality. And she was like, I knew I wanted to do this. I just needed to like confirm that my instincts were correct. And just hearing you say it over the phone confirms that I was on the right track. And like, sorry, I wasted your time. Basically just sign me up. That's usually what happens. Sometimes it's through a call. Sometimes it's through Messenger. But so I've always been really confident that like 10 out of 10 confidence that I can fix your middle of funnel. And that's where email sequences and nurture and belief shifting frameworks and stories and the things that I teach. And then the conversion experience, usually I recommend doing some kind of an offer once a month, which is very clear and specific. And it articulates who you help and the problems you solve and how you solve them and all these things that make the conversion experience very seamless. So middle of funnel, bottom of funnel, I felt 10 out of 10 confident. Top of funnel, I'm like, I should say I was more like a 5 or 6 out of 10. Like I know it works and I've grown my audience on different platforms. I've grown a pretty decent Instagram following. I've grown a pretty decent Facebook group. I've grown a significant email list and I've grown a significant podcast. So I've figured some shit out with top of funnel. But if I'm taking a new coach and a new coach is like, give me the secrets to top of funnel growth, I can give them all of my secrets for email list growth. But I'm going to say when it comes to like social media growth and being able to take you from brand new account to thousands and thousands of followers, I'm probably not the guy. Like just full transparency here. I don't feel like I can nail that part of the process every single time for each coach. Now, again, I've helped plenty of coaches with top of funnel strategies. I've helped, coaches go from 0 email subscribers to thousands. And so I know what I'm doing when it comes to email growth. But when we start going a little bit wider and we start talking about, you know, scaling on TikTok and scaling on Instagram and all that stuff, like I'm just not as confident. It's not my wheelhouse. It's not my superpower. So I reconnected with an old friend of mine. His name is Landon. And I've known him for about 6 years. Super smart guy. He's been doing Facebook ads and media buying for, I think, since 2005, I believe he said. So he's got a lot of experience. And he just created a new workshop that he kind of stumbled upon through his own work with other businesses. So he's been, I think he said he's managed well over 12 million in ad spend and has generated hundreds of thousands of leads for businesses and has kind of stumbled on a process that completely blew my mind. It completely blew my mind. And it makes the top of funnel strategy so much easier and way simpler to implement and to understand. And it is the lowest barrier of entry that I've ever seen. And it's really cool because it takes your existing content that you're already doing. If you're already creating content, you are already doing the first step of this process. Well, I had him teach the entire process from start to finish. And it was truly the missing piece for me. Like, if you ever have one of those moments where you feel like something is missing and you can't quite figure it out, and then the like puzzle piece comes together and it's like the last piece of the puzzle and you were trying all these different ways to put the puzzle together. And finally, it's just like in a moment, it's like this perfect, harmonious, aha, oh my God, this is what was missing. That's how I felt truly. And I texted him after he presented and I told him that. I was like, dude, number one, you should have charged me for that. Number two, you just solved my missing piece. Like, you truly just solved my missing piece. Now I am 10 out of 10 confident that I can help anybody, any coach, grow their audience, nurture their audience, and convert. Where I felt like the growth part, I was like, yes, I can help, but I'm really going to turn you into a super beast on middle of funnel. Top of funnel, you're just going to be doing the damn thing. And like, we're going to figure some stuff out as we go. I have some stuff that works. But again, you know, it's just one of those areas that wasn't the strongest thing in my toolbox. And now it's all complete. Like, my brain feels so happy right now that I don't have this thing, this like monkey on my back that's lingering because of what I just learned. And Landon presented the entire thing from start to finish with the collective members who got that all included. And the reason why this is important is because I have a mission, and don't worry, I'm going to get into the whole funnel process. And it's really important that you hear the full story. I am on a mission because I have spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on programs that made big, bold promises and fell completely flat. And I've talked about it openly. $40,000 business coaching program that was a total waste. $24,000 sales coaching program that told me to just make people cry and feel like shit to convert sales. Hated that experience. I've spent at minimum $100,000 on ads over the years that was just pissing money down the toilet. And it like hurts my soul to think about it. I stopped doing ads for a really long time because I was genuinely like, I don't want to use the word traumatized, but there's levels, right? As Jade Tata would say, there's big T and there's little T. So it was a little T trauma, but it scarred me and it kept me out of the, you know, paid media game for so long because I pissed so much money down the toilet. It's really scary to think about. So when I launched the collective in March, it just started as an opportunity to help coaches dial in their email marketing game because email is and has been the best performing ROI of any marketing channel year over year, and it's not even close. And you can go look up the statistics. You don't have to take my word for it. There's plenty of data out there. If you want to search, just go look it up for yourself. Every single year, when marketing research is done, email wins 100% of the time. And it is not even close. On average, this is average across all businesses who are doing email marketing. The average ROI is 36X. That's average. 36X for every dollar spent on email marketing. That's average. It's crazy. What's even crazier is how resistant coaches are to email marketing. So the collective was a way to reduce the amount of friction between you and the most profitable asset in your business. By the way, it's also the only asset that actually makes your business worth something. Having clients doesn't make your business worth something because if somebody wanted to take over your business, they would have to resell all of those contracts. And there's no guarantee that those contracts last any longer than whatever the, you know, 6-12 month agreement you have. So there's no value there. I mean, I've heard stories of nutrition coaching businesses that were doing multiple millions of dollars in revenue that sold for next to nothing. Like, we're talking like pennies. Because there's no asset there. Just having contracts is not an asset. What is an asset is your email list and your text list. Those are assets that are actually valuable because it allows the person who would be considering taking over your business, it allows them to actually acquire an asset. Your social media account is not an asset unless it's a brand specific one. But when it's your personal account, it's all because of you. And if we remove you from the equation, it's no longer valuable. An email list is the asset that makes your coaching business valuable. It is also the most profitable. So the collective was originally created to lower the barrier of entry, to make it as easy as possible to dominate email list growth, email list nurture, and email list conversion. And then because of all my experience and background, I added a ton of additional resources to make it, like landing pages and lead magnets and automations and sequences. And basically, I wanted to allow the business owner to focus on fulfillment and getting amazing results. Where, I had a client, for example, who said they would spend 4 hours in Canva creating graphics for like lead magnets, or several hours creating a landing page for a challenge. Now those things take 10 minutes because it's all done for you. It's paint by numbers. So that was the intent. The intent was, let's create shortcuts when it comes to your email marketing, when it comes to the resources that you'll need in terms of sequences, automations, landing pages, lead magnets. And then we slapped a CRM on the back end, all included, because you need a CRM to send emails. You need a CRM to send text messages. You need a CRM to manage leads. You need a CRM to, if you want to build out a course, if you want to use a calendar function or forms or contracts or communities, like all the stuff needs to be done in there. So we have the all-encompassing CRM that's also included. And then what happened was coach after coach after coach would tell me about their experience with programs and business mentors that were not delivering. And they've taken out loans, they're paying thousands of dollars per month, and they're frustrated because there's no return. $10,000 program, $15,000 program, $30,000 program with nothing to show for it. So then I have a soft spot in my heart because I've experienced it to the nth degree. So I said, you know what? We're not just going to make the collective an email resource. We're going to make this the place for any coach to get all of the support that they need for $97 a month, where you don't have to spend anything on anything else. Now, I'm saying that, well, I also have clients who pay me for one-on-one coaching. I have clients who pay me for group coaching. But that does not take away from the fact that I created this product and it's evolved into something where you truly don't need that. My one-on-one coaching and my group coaching are for coaches who want that. Huge difference. Not for coaches who need it, because nobody needs it. They are for coaches who want that level of support. So as the collective has evolved, we have started bringing in, doing workshops on a consistent basis, where like the workshop with Landon is literally the best top of funnel strategy I've ever seen that allows any coach out there who's starting from zero. You could start a brand new TikTok account, Instagram account, Facebook page, brand new, and you can start implementing this strategy from day one and building your list and your audience very quickly and consistently and predictably. And it is very, very little stress. It is the best thing I've ever seen when it comes to top of funnel. So shout out to Landon for that and for delivering that to the collective. But when I started to look at this, it was funny because you can kind of break this down into four components. So, and I promise you, I will get back to the funnel discussion. The first component is, if you were to just get the templates and resources, right? The 12 nurture templates that you get every single month in the collective, the 2 offer templates that you get every single month in the collective. If you look at all the landing pages that are done for you, the challenge emails, the scholarship emails, the workshop emails, the webinar emails, the pre-call sequences, the upgrade sequences, the challenge sequences, the abandoned cart sequences, the launch sequences, the pre-launch sequences, like everything that you could possibly need in template form and done for you form, easily worth $97 a month. So that's component number one. Then if you were to look at just a CRM, right? A CRM that can do email marketing, text, lead tracking, contracts, forms, calendars, courses, communities, landing pages, right? Easily worth 97. In fact, most of the time you need multiple softwares. So even if you were to just sign up for like Go High Level, their starter plan, it's $97 a month. Now, if you were going to try to piece together some of these things, like an email software plus a text software plus, you know, like ClickFunnels and Kajabi for courses, you're way over $150, $200 a month. So that's component number two. Component number three is the trainings and workshops. So every single month, we've been averaging 2 to 3 trainings and workshops a month. And just with that, like we're talking the lead gen strategy that Landon delivered, we're talking about writing the perfect email, identity-based marketing. I'm doing one next week on DM conversations and how to convert 50% of your DMs into calls. Like just the trainings and workshops every single month would be worth $97 a month. And then finally, we are adding the coaching support element to it. So every single week, starting next week, there is a coaching support call. And each week we are going to go through support for lead generation and then support for lead nurture and then support for conversion and sales and then marketing calendar planning. And that will be the weekly rotation. So just the coaching alone, obviously you spend way more than $97 a month on coaching. And then, oh, by the way, we have around the clock 24/7 live support where you can get an agent live on right from the portal to either chat with you through the messenger portal or to schedule a Zoom for any tech issues or things that you need help with building out funnels and automations and anything that you're struggling with tech wise, all of that's in there. This is $97 a month and you should be in. Like the bottom line is there is not, if you look at it from all four of those angles, there's not going to be a better bang for your buck investment, period. So, and I'm sharing this because each day coaches, you know, each week coaches listen to the podcast. Each day coaches read my emails. They go to the landing page. They ask questions about it. Like, just use it. It will save you so much time and money. You don't need the, you know, tens of thousands of dollar investment into the coaching program that is very underwhelming. You don't need to spend thousands of dollars on all these different softwares that add up. You don't need to look for additional support and how do I grow my audience? Like it's all there for you and it's only getting better and we're only adding more We're only adding more support. We're only adding more resources. So just go, like, just do the damn thing. Get in there, take advantage of it, actually use it. I truly and genuinely feel bad for the coaches that have left because it's just a terrible decision. Like, it really is. There's no other way to say it. You know, I like to just be blunt. It's a terrible decision. It really is. You're going, like, when I follow up with the coaches who have left, I'm going to give them 6 months and then I'm going to follow up and they're all going to ignore me because they will feel like, why the fuck did I do that? So I'm trying to forewarn you. I'm trying to protect you from yourself. The best thing that you can do is enroll and use it and take advantage of what's available. But there's nothing that will produce a better ROI than this. So just go sign up. It's 5minuteemails.com, F-I-V-E, 5minuteemails.com. Go get yourself signed up. Do yourself a favor. Take advantage of what's available to you in the most affordable way possible. You will save a ton of money. You will save a ton of time. It will produce consistently if you just show up and you use it. That's it. That's all you have to do. And I'm telling you, the first thing that I would do if I were you, I would enroll right now. I would pause this right now. I would go enroll and I would watch that workshop on lead generation that Landon delivered. So once you get access, you can literally go right into the workshops. You can see all the replays from every workshop that we've done so far. It's called Content to Cash. It's called Content to Cash. Go watch that. It will blow your freaking mind when it comes to lead generation and audience growth. And then you can thank me and recognize that you know how to make sound data-based decisions, factual decisions, not emotional decisions. But go do it and reap the benefits because you deserve it. You don't have to pay thousands of dollars. You don't have to piss your money away like I have. You can make better decisions than me. I wish this was available when I got started and when I was trying to figure everything out. This would have saved me a lot of time and energy. And holy shit, the top of funnel strategy that Landon delivered is the best that I've seen. Like, it truly is. I don't say that lightly. Nothing has even come close to that strategy for top of funnel growth. So go watch that. 5minuteemails.com. And you just spell out the number 5, F-I-V-E, 5minuteemails.com. Go enroll. And I'll see you in there. And then we'll have our coaching call next week. All right. So the biggest thing when we get those people in to our top of funnel. So let's just say you're a really smart coach. You jump in, you start implementing the strategy and you start getting a bunch of people inside your funnel. We've been led to believe that you're one funnel away. I know you've probably heard that before. You're one funnel away, right? You build the funnel and then everybody that goes into the funnel just comes out as a client. Here's the problem. A physical funnel, right? If I have an actual funnel and I'm pouring water in it, or let's say I'm trying to add oil to my car, you know, there's the little funnel that you stick in and you pour the liquid in. Obviously I'm not a mechanic, but I think that's how it works. There is this thing called gravity, and gravity is pretty predictable, right? We put the liquid in, it has nowhere else to go. It has to come out the bottom of the funnel. As long as the funnel is intact, right? It has to come out the bottom because gravity. So really smart marketers want you to visualize the funnel where your people are coming in like liquid and they're just coming out the bottom as clients. But here's the biggest problem. Humans are not water. Humans are not oil. Humans are human. Humans act irrationally. It's just the reality of being human. And I know firsthand, because there are coaches out there that still have not joined the collective, which is irrational. It is irrational decision making. It just is. It just is. So here's the thing. Humans will go into your funnel And then they'll opt out, or they'll do something unpredictable, or they'll do something irrationally. And there is no gravitational pull that pulls them through your funnel. And the reason why that matters and why that's so important is because you, as the creator, as the business owner, as the coach, you must create gravity through your funnel. You must create a magnetic pull that takes somebody from the top of your funnel through the middle of your funnel and out the bottom. And I'm going to tell you exactly how to do that, because we reveal everything. We don't hide anything around here. So before I mention that, real quick, my mentor, Nick Peterson, is the one who taught me this concept, because I was a believer in the funnel, you know, you're one funnel away. And I've tried various different funnels, and actually some of the funnels that I've tried, they were part of the six figures worth of ad spend that I pissed away. So I was definitely a victim of the funnel philosophy. You're one funnel away, just pour people in the top and they're going to pull right down to the bottom. So, and what Nick said, he is friends with a guy by the name of Chris Voss. You've probably read his book, or at least heard of it, called Never Split the Difference. If you haven't read it, highly recommend it. Great book. He was a FBI hostage negotiator, so it's really cool to hear some of the stories that he shares. But yeah, Never Split the Difference. Really cool book. And you can get it on Audible. Anyway, so Chris Voss said to Nick once, if you go to hug a child that's been battered, no matter what your intentions are, if you go to hug a child that's been battered, they will flinch and run away from you. Even though your intentions are pure, even though you are just trying to be caring and supportive, your intentions could not be more pure. But if you go to hug a child that has been battered, they will run away from you. And the reason why he shared that is because how many times do we try to hug our prospects and nurture them and show them that we care? And our intentions are so pure. We just want to help. Like, we got into coaching because we know that we can change lives. We know how impactful it would be for our prospects to go through our program, to change their life, to improve their health, to have more confidence, to have more energy, to show up better for their kids. Like, we know what this does for them because it's done it for us. We've experienced it. We know how it feels, and we want to pay it forward. But it does not matter how good our product is. It doesn't matter how good we are as coaches. It does not matter any of that. When we go to make the hug, there's often a flinch and a runaway situation, because all of our prospects have been battered in some way. They've been scammed out of programs. They've been promised the world. They've gone through restrictive diets. They've gone through protocols where they were told to eat 500 calories and their hair was falling out and they lost their cycle and they were told to keep going. They were told that they were a failure when they couldn't stay consistent. They were told, I literally worked for a company that was led by a narcissist that would basically berate people for not following through on their plan. Like, if you didn't follow through, you were going to get, you know, made to feel like an asshole. And it was scary to see that happening and to see the people feeling so horrible about themselves. Like, we had to do a lot. So when I left that company and I started my own business, a lot of my initial clients were people who were battered from that program. And basically I had to pick up all the pieces. So a lot of times our intentions are so pure, we go to hug our prospects and they run away, which is now all of a sudden this funnel philosophy is starting to fall apart. Not only is there the absence of gravity, but now we have people who have been battered, who run away even when your intentions are pure. So here's what we need to do. We have to create a gravitational pull. And one of the ways that we do that is we help to orient people You know, like if you enter a room and you're like dropped into a room blindfolded and you don't know where you are, and all of a sudden the blindfold comes off and you're trying to, you know, get your bearings, we help to orient people to tell them that they're in a safe space. So there are four questions that you must answer at every step of the funnel. And this is how we create gravity. And it's every step of the funnel. It's not just one and done. It's every step of the funnel. So I'm going to show you how this plays out. The first question is, why am I here? So think about it. You just get dropped into a room blindfolded and then the blindfold comes off. What do you want to know? Why am I here? Like, where am I? Why am I here? Now imagine if there was somebody that was like, you're here because XYZ reason. Okay, now all of a sudden it makes more sense. What happens? Your guard comes down a little bit. Well, am I supposed to be here? So the second question is, am I in the right place? Now imagine that there's somebody that says, hey, you're here because XYZ reason. And yes, you're in the right place because XYZ reason. So now all of a sudden your guard comes down a little bit more. Well, the next thing that I want to know is, what do I do? What do I do next? Well, like, okay, I get it. I'm supposed to be here. Like, I know why I'm here. I know I'm in the right place, but now what do I do? Now imagine that this guide tells you, this is the next thing that you're supposed to do. Okay, great. Well, now I have an action step. But let's say it's open this door. Well, I don't know what's behind the door. So the fourth question is, and then what happens? So don't overlook how powerful this is, by the way. This is necessary. If your content is not converting, if you are not getting replies, if you're not getting engagement, if you're not moving people through your funnel, there are only two reasons. Well, we'll call it two and a half. Lack of certainty, lack of clarity, and then the half reason is lack of trust, but usually they all go hand in hand, so we can group those together. But let's just say it's lack of certainty, lack of clarity. And that comes back to, I don't know why I'm here. I don't know if I'm in the right place. I don't know what to do. So when somebody does not take you up on an offer, when somebody does not do anything with your content, when they don't do what you're asking them to do, when they run away from your hug, when they run away from your hug, it's because there's a lack of clarity and a lack of certainty. And the way that we fill those voids to create the gravitational pull is we answer these four questions. Why am I here? Am I in the right place? What do I do next? And then what happens? Okay, so let's say you have a lead magnet because you want to grow your email list. So you have a lead magnet because you want to grow your email list. The lead magnet is, let's say, five ways to boost your metabolism as a woman over 40. Okay, so already, why am I here? Because I want to boost my metabolism. Am I in the right place? For women over 40, that's me. Okay, great. And then what do I do next? Well, you put in your email, and then what happens? And then we tell them, you're going to get this delivered in your inbox. It's going to come from this email address, and it's going to have this subject line. Do you see how we're creating a high degree of clarity and certainty? So then they go, okay, I put in my email and then I know that it's going to be delivered to my inbox and it's going to come from this email address and it's going to have this subject line. And then guess what? It actually happens that way. Okay, so that's one step through the funnel. We've created gravity. We answered those four questions. Now what happens next? Well, now they open up their email. And they say, and we say, you are getting this because you opted in to receive the five steps to boosting your metabolism for women over 40. this is a resource that's going to teach you X, Y, and Z things so you can achieve X, Y, and Z result. So already you're in the right place because you opted in for this, right? Why am I here? You opted in for this. Am I in the right place? Well, this is the resource that's going to help you achieve X, Y, Z goals. So now I know. What do I do next? Well, you tap this link to download the resource. And then what? Then I want you to follow through and implement the steps. And here's what's going to happen when you do that, right? Now we can future pace. When you implement, you're going to notice that your energy levels increase. You're going to notice that the scale starts to drop. You're going to notice that you might not be as hungry. That's okay. That's perfectly normal. Do you see what we're doing here? We're creating gravity. We're creating certainty. We're creating clarity. And we're creating a high degree of trust because every time we tell them what's going to happen, it happens. Every single step of the funnel. Let's say that somebody requests a lead magnet through Messenger, like you do a Facebook post and you say, I'm going to send it to you through Messenger. Okay, so you've already answered the question, right? The hand raised post, the lead magnet post is basically calling out the person. It's telling them, you know, why am I here? Am I in the right place? What do I do? Comment and say this word. And then what happens next? I'm going to send it to you in Messenger as a Google Doc. No opt-in required. Then they comment and then you just confirm like, hey, thanks for the comment. As I mentioned, I'm going to send you a message and you know, deliver the guide, right? And then we message them and we say, hey, I'm messaging you because you commented the word blank for this resource, right? Once again, we're orienting them to the new room that they're in because we've moved locations now. We went from the comment and now we went to Messenger. And now they took the blindfold off, but they're not scared because we told them, why am I here? Am I in the right place? And then we tell them what to do next. And then we tell them what's going to happen when they do that thing. Every single step of the process, every single step of the process, answer those questions. When you are building a landing page, let's say you're launching a challenge. I want you to think about that as you're building the challenge landing page. Now, once again, if you are in the collective, that's already done for you. You just have to put your branding on it and kind of paint by numbers. But there's intention there. And there's a reason why the landing pages in the collective convert 2 to 3 times higher than industry average. It's because most people don't think about this stuff. They just try to slap some things together because they saw somebody else's landing page that might not even be a good landing page and they just tried to recreate it. No, there's actual a human psychological component of this process that works. And it comes down to answering those 4 questions. And you'll notice that on the challenge landing page inside the collective, it gives them step by step. Once you enroll, here's what's going to happen. And then step 2, here's what's going to happen. And then step 3, here's what's going to happen. We are consistently answering the questions throughout the entire journey and buying decision process. Why am I here? Am I in the right place? What do I do next? And then what happens? And if you do that, you will create a gravitational pull through your funnel because you are increasing certainty and you are increasing clarity and you are building trust. You are the person that when you say something's going to happen, it happens exactly how you laid it out. That's what we're trying to work towards with your funnel. That's how you create gravity through your funnel. So hopefully that's helpful. Hopefully you can start to implement that and you start to notice a difference. But what I want you to do is go back to the content and offers and things that you've done that haven't worked. Look back and I bet you, you can find the holes now. I bet you, you can see where you are not answering that question, where there was a lack of clarity and a lack of trust. And it will make sense why the prospect or the reader or the lead flinched and ran away. Hopefully that all makes sense and you can actually go and implement. And if you do implement, here's what you'll notice. See what we're doing here? You will notice that you'll have more people who actually respond to your messages. You'll have more people who engage in conversations. You'll have more people who are open to booking calls. Now, even with that, with this process, you're still going to lose some people because it's impossible to bat 1,000. Typically, when it comes to Messenger, about 40% will respond. People who raise their hand and they say, yes, message me, even then, only about 40% will respond. That's normal. When it comes to email, typically you'll get about 30% who respond, just because it's easier to ignore an email than it is to ignore a direct message, although people ignore both all the time. But we have to just accept certain human characteristics. I have to accept the fact that not all coaches will make sound decisions and join the collective. That's fine. That's their loss. You have to accept that and just treat it as such. Like, you know what? It's unfortunate, but they're missing out, right? Just take that stance. It's unfortunate, but they're missing out because, you know, I could have helped this person. It's their loss. And it really is. It really is their loss because you actually can help them. And it is unfortunate. So if you just kind of frame it that way, you won't get so hung up on the people that don't respond. But about 40% will respond to your DMs and about 30% will respond to your emails. And if you're below that, then let me know and I can help you with some frameworks to improve that. Or you can just sit in on the training that we're doing next week on the DM framework that will help. So you can join the collective at any time. 5MinuteEmails.com, FIVE, 5MinuteEmails.com. I hope to see you in there. Go watch the training that Landon did. You will be absolutely mind blown and start implementing. And when you do start implementing, you will start to grow your audience. You will start to grow your email list. And then I'll walk you through the process for actually nurturing and converting, because that's my superpower. And you get access to me in there. So go make it happen. I'll see you on the inside and I will talk to you next time.